reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host once more. And here with me, I have Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Yeah, of course, the pleasure is all ours. And then, as the ritual of this program goes, please introduce yourself very briefly.
Sure. My name is Sayyid Mustafa, and I've lived in different parts of the world, but I'm originally from Pakistan, and I'm a student here in Qom, and I'm studying psychology here in Hawza.
Yeah, that's great. Psychology.
And it comes to me, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, our dear listeners, and my dear host, and dear brother here. It's an honor for me to be here again at Back to Reality. I am Bita, and I'm studying at one of the Tehran University, and I'm studying medicine, by the way, and an honor for me to be here.
So wish both of you luck and success.
Thank you.
And happy for you to be here. So ever since we were children, we had this very question that, okay, why have I been created? And then as we get older, the question gets even more intense, and then we ask why the world has been created.
Yeah.
There are different answers to this question. As much as we have human beings in this world, there might be answering ways to this question. So what do you think? What is the aim of this universe to be created?
I think the first thing that I have to mention here is that we have so many answers. We have actually specific answers for this question in our religion, and specifically our holy book, Quran. So and the answers are somehow variable, but they refers to being the servant of Allah Almighty, that you have to worship, you have to be close to this source of creation. And these are the answers that we get from these sources. But I think... because of the mere fact that we don't go and search about these, the exact meaning and the true meaning of these things, still we have this question in our mind that, okay, then why? So we have to be the servant, then why? Okay, and it's a kind of a cycle that we have, that every answer that we get, there is another why after that.
Yeah, so there's this verse that says, I guess that's exactly the thing that you're saying, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
Exactly.
So by Ya'budun, I suppose there's a lot of meaning in it.
That definitely means a lot. And I think one way to explain it would be through religious texts and like hadith and Quran, just through observing the universe around us, right? In the sense that the universe around us, as you can see, everything that exists has movement in it, like it's going towards a certain goal. Toward a certain perfection or completion.
Yeah, they're dynamic.
Yeah.
Right. And I see myself also as an existing being moving towards a certain object or a type of perfection in this universe, right? And I think that ties back into the ubudiyat part that you've said, is that obeying God is in a way perfecting yourself, right?
Yeah.
And that brings you to the purpose of life. I mean, this question that we're discussing, by the way, it's a discussion that's been going on forever, right? People have been asking this. I would say even the angels ask this question to God. It's like, why are you creating this creature who's going to be like killing people, right? Why are you doing this? And God said, look, I know something that you don't.
Right? Yeah.
So I like to look at it in very practical terms, in the sense that I'm living here. I have a goal to reach somewhere. I may not understand completely why that is or what the exact aim is, but I still have to go through with it. I have no choice. I'm being pushed towards it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so, you know, that is very true. The gist of what we said up until now, the aim of this creation is to find perfection. As you just said, we're in a dynamic process of changing into a different version of ourselves. Now, some of us might turn into some devils and some others might turn into angels. So, but the process is actually very difficult, and the much of difficulties we're going to suffer is going to make us repeat these questions to ourselves. That, okay, I might be a good servant, but then all these miseries and all these difficulties, how am I going to reach perfection through these difficulties? So before we get through this, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
Thank you.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
This is IRIB English Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to Back to Reality. I'm Asma. Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa are in here, and we're talking about the aim of creation, which is a never-ending question. And sure. I don't think there'd be any exact answer to that.
You know, I have two different answers for this question for myself. It's kind of a personal point of view. The first one is kind of related to our literature, the literature that we have in our country, that human being is a creation which is capable of caring love.
Yeah.
So in order to carry this love, because we are the only creation in this whole universe that can carry this important, beautiful thing, which is defined by love mostly in our literature, this is why we are created.
So because to spread kindness.
Exactly, to spread love and kindness. Because Allah Almighty wanted to put this responsibility on the shoulder of nature, mountains, sun, and no one actually accepted this. So it was us as human beings who were chosen to be responsible for this, for carrying this
But
sense.
We even have an allusion to the Holy Book of Quran in that poem as well. By the way, that poem is by Hafiz.
Yeah, it
that
is.
That talks about it. So even in that allusion in the Holy Book of Quran, we have that they say human beings, the soil accepted that burden because of the fact that it was so hasty in making decisions.
Yeah, nice.
So they didn't know what they're doing, actually.
Yeah.
But one thing that I can add about the aim, I think, of this universe is, or at least of human beings, so the rest of the universe, you will see that it's already been made, in the sense the trees, animals, and angels, you know, they're made in that form, and they really don't have much room for improvement, right? Animals are pretty much the same. Human beings are the only creation which has the ability to improve.
Exactly.
And to do it ourselves, right? We can do it,
because we
right? I mean, for example, let's say God had made me perfect in heaven. I could ask God, why did you make me perfect like this? Why didn't you give me the opportunity to make myself the way I want it to be? And that's the choice that we're given in this world. We can make ourselves the way we want ourselves to be. One thing that I really like relating this to is artificial intelligence these days.
Yeah.
What you can see is human beings are trying to create something which is just like them, right? I say that God has created us to be like him. And when we go to heaven, God says, you will be like me. When we have this hadith which says, when you reach heaven, you will receive a letter which will say that, you know, God will say, I have the ability to say be, and it becomes.
Yeah.
Today you have that ability to say be.
Yeah.
And he's making us like him. And that's one of the aim, I think, of this universe, is to create something which is just like him.
Exactly.
Or near to him.
And, you know, this question that what is the aim of this universe, whole universe in us? You know, it reminds me of this question that I was asking myself whenever I was five, that why am I not a cat? I want to be a cat. You know, I always wanted to be a cat.
And, but the cats don't do much of things, you know?
I know.
They don't have the freedom you have.
A catish life is, you know, you sleep, you eat, and that's it. Yeah, and I loved it so much. And, you know, whenever I get older, I got to know that everybody has a potential way of existence, okay? And whenever you are born, whenever you are becoming to the level of existence, you are getting to this potential value that you have, okay? And if I'm a human being, I have to be thankful about that. I have to see it as a blessing that I have in this life to be born as a human being.
But then I would ask you a question.
Yeah.
And then answer me after the break.
Okay.
I'm just asking you to think about it. So you said that God has given me a potential, and then through this potential, I would evolve myself into a better version of myself and would seek perfection. But then what about when I lose someone so dear to me? What about the situations where I don't get what I want to get in my life? I have tried so hard, but I don't get the things that I deserve. What about those difficulties?
I get it.
Welcome back. This is Arab English Radio. Back to reality. I'm Asma, and Sister Bitan, Brother Mustafa are in here, and I'm quite enjoying today's discussion. Well, we're talking about the aim of creation, and you said that we're going to seek perfection and things like that, but then to a person who is suffering from different issues, it's a little bit of difficult to talk about the aim of creation and tell them, okay, this is going to be, see, you're suffering right now, but then you're going to seek perfection. So I don't want that perfection.
But I think the other thing, that this world, this earthly life, is going to end, mm-hmm. right? No matter what you gain or you don't gain here, in terms of materiality or, you know, this world's life, it's going to finish, right? The real life is, the real aim is the life which is going to start after this. So even if you don't have certain perfections, you're missing out on many things in life, you will reach those perfections in the next life. And that's very clear. Like this world, you can see it's not perfect. There's so much suffering. There's so many problems. You just have to accept that as a reality, that the next life is the perfect life. This is only temporary.
Yeah, this is just a short journey.
Yeah, you know, I think, first of all, we have to have some structures and mindsets in our minds, okay, in order not to be, you know, not to get lost in the ocean of the questions that we have and doubts. Doubt is something good, is something that will help you to find your way, but to some extent, okay?
Yeah, because after that extent, it would be a killer.
Exactly, you know, and the thing here is that the mere belief that I have is that Allah is wise, Allah Almighty is wise and Hakim, we call it Hikmat, and this Hikmat or wisdom is something which tells you and reminds you there is a reason B for everything that happens in your life, yeah. Everything, even if you don't know anything, you don't have any clue about the things that are happening to you. So if you have this belief strongly, and then you're not going to get lost. Even if you ask questions, okay?
Yeah.
And because of that, I see that there is this feeling and desire of living for an eternity in me. And there is an afterlife, okay? And a need and an answer. And everything is like that.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think that coming back to the first part of today's episode that we were talking about worshiping Allah, the main and major aim of this creation was to worship Him. So what comes to my mind after just remembering that verse is that maybe through these sufferings and drudgeries that we go through, He wants us to get closer to Him. And that's the main idea.
Exactly.
Even if I fall too many times, even if there's a succession of falling down, then the thing which matters too much is the fact that how close to Him I am. Because in the end, I'm not going to be judged by the amount of things that I've achieved in my life. I'm going to be judged by my heart and how I used to be connected to Allah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, this question, why have you been created, normally comes up when we're not satisfied.
Yeah.
You'll notice that if you're like really happy, or I would say even if like, let's say you're in love, you're not going to ask this question, right?
Exactly.
Why we're here. So like you're saying, if we're in love with God, we're not going to ask why we're here if we're happy and we're satisfied. The whole issue occurs when we're not happy or satisfied. The thing that you mentioned about doubts is very much related to this as well, because a lot of people lose their relationship with God, or they become anti-religion because of this very question. They're like, why did God create us? You know, there's no point to this life. There's so much suffering. I'm just going to like do whatever I want.
Exactly, yeah.
Whereas this brings up actually a really good question that it's from a Buddhist sort of story. They say someone once came to the Buddha and he asked him, you know, does God exist? He didn't answer that question. He said, imagine that someone gets hit by an arrow and they're about to die, and the physician comes to treat them. But before he lets them treat them, the guy says, hey, what was the arrow made out of? How heavy was it? Where did it come from? When was it made? With all of these questions, he eventually dies.
Yeah.
So he says, all of these doubts and all these questions that you're asking, you may never find an answer to it, and you're just going to die. So the best thing that you can do is actually, as work, is to do practical things in your life to make it better, like find that cure through practicality.
Through the difficulties of life, through ups and downs, we might keep asking ourselves this question in order to find new ways to persuade ourselves that, okay, this life is a short journey. And the thing that matters is how resistant you're going to be to all these problems, and how much you're going to stay connected to Allah, and how this bond between you and Him is going to be stronger by time. And this is the thing that is going to count more than anything else at the end of the day, when we are just living this world into the other world. So thank you very much for being here, and thank you, dear listeners, for being with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أما رايزك لتصي دليلتك وانسكت.